Welcome to our Kingdom Culture podcast. For today's message, we are thankful for what God is doing through this podcast to encourage and transform lives around the world. If you have a story to share about how God has encouraged or transformed your life through this podcast, we would love to hear about it by emailing us at mystory@kingdomculture.ca. If you would like to support this ministry financially to help us bring messages like this to you every week, you can do so online at kingdomculture.ca at the Give option. We also would love to connect with you on our social media, on Instagram and Twitter at KC Ottawa, and Facebook at Facebook/Kingdom Culture Ottawa. We pray that you would experience God today and be encouraged through today's message. Enjoy!
So excited about this morning. We've never done this kind of a thing before. I don't think it's really a possible possibility on a Sunday to do this. I mean, you could, but being online this morning gives us a little bit of an opportunity to do things a little bit differently. Now, this is the third online experience that we've had. And next week, of course, we're meeting back in the flesh. So don't miss it. January 12th will be the first time we're back in person. But today we are doing something very special with four very significant people in my life, both presently and throughout the years. And they're all, I would call all of them prophets. They are all recognized around the world as prophets. And they carry an amazing, amazing heart for the body of Christ. They've all been at very crucial junctures in Michelle and I's leadership and life over the years, still very well connected to all of these individuals. Three of the four of which I would deem as spiritual parents in my life, and one of them a brother in the spirit. So excited to introduce to you on this prophetic, I believe this, prophetic Sunday 2025. There's going to be words that are spoken that will sew themselves into the very fabric of who we are today. And I believe we'll set a precedent and set a tone for 2025 for our community. So open up your heart. We have Patricia King, who is an absolute legend in the faith. And all these, by the way, are by birth Canadian. Two of the four live in the U.S. full-time, but all of them are Canadian by birth, so it's a Canadian prophetic voice Sunday coming at you, Kingdom Culture. You have, honestly, it's an honor. I don't think you realize the caliber and the weight and the authority that each one of these voices carries. But Patricia King, who's been a spiritual mom, she forwarded my first book. She actually gave us the charity Kingdom Culture. Now, many of you don't even know this. Back in 2008, you know, we didn't have a charitable organization. We just operated in a different space from a business standpoint at that point because we didn't have any charitable organization. And she gave us her existing Canadian charity, to which we renamed it Kingdom Culture, changed the board, and she gave us the infrastructure. And that was back in 2008, April 1st. And so we're so thankful for all that she has been in our lives over the years, a blessing she's been to Michelle and I. And she is going to be bringing a prophetic word to us this Sunday as well. Stacy Campbell, who is a recognized international prophet, travels around the world. She had an amazing church. Her and her husband had one of the fastest growing at the time Baptist churches in all of Canada, in Kelowna, BC. And they had an amazing, powerful move of God before even the move of God broke out of Toronto. They were living it, experiencing it. And so she's a recognized international prophet, and she's been like a spiritual mom to Michelle and I over the years. She's been in our house many times, our spiritual house, spoken at our schools, along with Patricia as well, over the years, spoken over our house, over our leadership for years. And so thankful to have her with us this morning, bringing a prophetic word as well. Charlie Robinson, who's been like a spiritual dad, who's been very, very involved in Michelle and I's journey over the years as well, who's also a recognized internationally known prophet who carries just weight and authority and life experience. Incredible. Some of the craziest stories that you'll ever heard in your life come from this man. And so we've had him as well with us in our schools over the years, our School of Daniel back in the day, and our church many, many, many times. And it's a huge privilege to have him bring a word. And as well, Sammy Robinson, who is a very, very close brother, friend of mine in the spirit. We travel together. We minister together. He's part of our board here at Kingdom Culture. And he's going to be coming and he's going to be bringing a word too. And we're so thankful for what he carries. This guy carries a real, real healing, miraculous grace on his life to unlock the supernatural in people's lives. And so he's going to be bringing a prophetic word. He's a recognized, internationally recognized prophet slash revivalist as well. And so this is going to be a very unique, different type of Sunday. Each one of these prophetic voices is going to be prophesying into our community and over our house. And so this is not going to be like a message. It's not going to be four different messages. It's going to be prophetic words spoken over our house and over our lives. So open up your heart. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time, and expect a little bit different today.
Well, hello and blessings to all of you, and especially to you, Sean and Michelle. And we so respect and love you and your ministry. And of course, all of your team, your congregation, and all that you're doing in the nation of Canada and the nations of the world. You are impacting nations. And I want to bless you as you go into 2025. I want to bless you with a mama blessing to each and every one of you, but especially this work of Kingdom Culture. And we were asked to pray for the word of the Lord for Kingdom Culture for this coming year. So I want to share something that the Lord's put on my heart to give you vision and alignment for what the Lord wants to do for you. And it's interesting that your name is called Kingdom Culture, because that's exactly what the Lord spoke to me. He said he wants you this year to call forth and live in and have expectation for the building of Kingdom Culture, not only in your midst, but primarily in your midst, and then an expansion of that to the nation and the nations of the world. And especially through media, that you would have an extension of who you are and what you're carrying in the Lord, so that others can understand what kingdom means. Jesus said in Matthew 6, he said, pray in this way, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So this is primarily what I want to unpack for you right now. Okay, so I was believing God for an infusion of revelation for you, but also for his church at large. And he gave me this download about expecting extravagance. And he showed me that in the world right now, there's all this turmoil and tumult going on. People are uncertain. There's negativity. There's fear. There's all these things. People don't know what to expect. It's a time of uncertainty. And so God wants his people to be certain. Why? Because we are of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We're of a kingdom that is full of glory. And God wants you, we're called Kingdom Culture, to create that in the world. And a lot of it is through your expectation. He said, expect extravagance and behold the extravagance of the Lord in 2025. Now, what he showed me to do was gaze upon heaven. And that's Colossians 3, verse 1. It says, set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated. So when we set our mind on the things above, what do we see there? What do we behold in the scripture? What it says about heaven? It is a glorious place. God is not the God of not enough or just enough. He's the God of more than enough. And heaven is a place where there is no lack. There's no confinement. There's no restriction. Everything is inside of and for Jesus Christ for all eternity, with extravagant wisdom, with extravagant truth, with extravagant love. Everything in the atmosphere of heaven is extravagance. And the Lord says to you, do not think small, think extravagance. Think of the extravagance of heaven. Believe for extravagant wisdom to be downloaded to you. Not only wisdom to resolve or bring solution to problems, but to create. The spirit of wisdom that will give you creative ideas to build and to bring forth and to call forth those things that are not. Believe him for extravagant righteousness, to be made manifest in and through you. Believe for extravagant truth to be revealed. Everything is to be an extravagance, no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what the voices are out there, no matter what media is currently proclaiming. He says, you become my voice of extravagance. Let the world know that I'm an extravagant lover, says the Lord, that I love them extravagantly. Go into the highways and the byways and let the world know that there is extravagant light, no matter how dark the world is, that there is extravagant wealth, no matter what level of poverty is plaguing the earth, that these things are in God. And who is man that we should be mindful of him, no matter who is in power, no matter who is calling the shots on political levels or economic levels? When we turn to God, who is greater than any man, far greater than any man, and who has far greater power invested in those who believe, then we can advance the kingdom of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and see his kingdom come and his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And what I'm believing the Lord speaking is that you, as a body of believers, are going to get infused with this for your own lives. You are going to become so full of his extravagance for yourself, but it's through believing for it, because faith is your currency. And the Lord says that he has given you faith. He's given you a measure of faith. And as you invest the faith, it will grow. And the more faith grows inside of you, the more you will secure into your midst the promises that he has given in heaven for you. And so these things are sealed up for your good. So the word of the Lord to you, kingdom culture, is to live kingdom culture, to live kingdom, to call forth, to create that culture, to create the very essence of the kingdom in your midst, and to focus on his extravagance, because his kingdom is extravagant. When Jesus walked in the earth, his love was so extravagant that everyone who came to him to be healed, every single one was healed. That's extravagant. Everyone who asked him for freedom, he freed. That's extravagance. Everyone who is hungry, he fed. That's extravagance. And so I want you to believe for 2025 to be a year of extravagant. 25 is 5 times 5, and 5 is the number of grace and great favor. May you be established in his favor, his increase, his kingdom, and his extravagance.
Hi, Sean and Michelle Gaby and Kingdom Culture. Stacy Campbell here, and I'm really honored and blessed to be able to speak into your new year. I first want to say how impressed I am with your history, that you were pioneers in the field of prophetic evangelism, that you actually started your church with signs and wonders following. But I believe that 2025, you are going to see a whole new vision for your church, because God is increasing you, God is blessing you, and you are going from glory to glory and strength to strength. And so for 2025, what I perceive in the spirit is that God is going to actually increase your doors of influence. I see people from your church rising to more places of influence in Ottawa and in the culture around you. I see God opening doors, even sovereignly, for more people to come into places where you can bring from, you can go from revival to reformation, from revival to transformation. Because as you went and brought people into the kingdom of God, it's just like Acts 2, 3,000 saved in a day. But by Acts 17, they're saying, who are these people? They've turned the whole world upside down. And I believe that it's your call to turn Ottawa upside down, to turn Canada upside down, to raise up a generation of influencers on social media. I see actually somebody from your sphere of influence exploding on social media and being able to bring the gospel in whole new ways, the eternal gospel in midair, but also in business. And I feel like this is going both ways. People from your community raising up and going out into spheres of influence, taking mountains, like Caleb said, give me this mountain, but also people from the community with in spheres of influence, coming to your church to hear the gospel, to get discipled, so that when they go to work Monday to Friday, they are actually bringing kingdom culture wherever they go. This is your name. This is your identity. You are kingdom culture. And wherever people from your community go, they are called to carry the culture of the kingdom, not with empty words of man's wisdom, but with demonstrations of the Spirit, following signs and wonders following, but also to actually bless the community with the culture of the kingdom. What I also feel is that God is going to increase your capacity to help the poor and the refugees in Ottawa and the surrounding area. And I think somebody from your community is either going to come in or be raised up from within who has a big heart to see the poor of your community reached for the gospel. And so it's both bookends. It's the poor and it's the tops of the spheres of influence, so that kingdom culture can come to Ottawa and from by extension into the rest of Canada. And I just want to bless you. I'm excited for 2025. Five times five is 25, the year of grace for you.
Hey, everybody, and a special welcome all the way from Abbotsford, British Columbia. It's Charlie Robinson here. And I just want to say hi, Sean and Michelle and church in Ottawa. I got a word for you guys. I'm just going to go to Revelation 3:7. And it says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, and if you want to be one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation, it's the church of Philadelphia. That's who you want to be. You know, there's two churches in out of seven that Jesus didn't find anything wrong with them. And the church of Philadelphia was one of them. And so I often think of the church of Philadelphia or the church of brotherly love, because John said, how can you love God whom you cannot see if you don't love people that you can see? And so it says something here. Jesus said, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who is the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. And you might have had that word, I don't know how many times, Isaiah 22:22. But I'm telling you today, this is your word, and this is your word for the year. But I was really reminded yesterday that when Jesus was speaking to the seven churches, he was actually speaking to the angel of the church. So he spoke to the angels, seven angels of the seven churches that were in seven cities. So he speaks to the angel over this church in the city. So I'm sure that your church has an angel. There's a lot of angelic activity that happens all the time and every single day, whether we're aware of it or not. But I was aware that God was speaking to the angel over Ottawa. And we know right now, politically and everything else going on, there's a lot of stuff that is about to change. A lot of stuff is changing. Regardless of that, however, in the spirit, the reason why a lot of that is happening is because of the change in the church, and that God is about to release a wind. And this is a fresh wind. This is a new door. This is an old door. This a new door with new language. But this, and I believe it's one of the callings of your church. Now, we already know that you guys have an amazing governmental anointing. And I preached that just 2 months ago when I was there. We had an awesome home meeting with you guys. And I ministered a lot on the governmental anointing without even knowing there was a whole whack of governmental people in the room. That anointing is going to increase. But the way the governmental anointing is going to increase is not just going to be, and this is really important, it's not just going to be a prophetic governmental anointing. God is about to raise up prophets. I'm talking true prophets, that when they speak the word of the Lord, things are going to shake. When they speak the word of the Lord, people are going to shake. When they speak the word of the Lord, the fear is going to come. The fear of God is going to come even on the unsaved. God is going to use your church to help raise up prophets, not strictly the prophetic. And there's a huge difference between being prophetic and being a prophet. And I believe that this is the season, 2025. It will be the overflow. What do I mean by that? Shirley said in 2024 that 2024 will be the overflow. Shirley's my wife. And at 2024 will be the filling. 2025 will be the overflow. The overflow of what? Everything. And overflow of everything good. The glory of God's going to hit the earth in 2025. But we're going to see prophets raise up. He's already raising up prophets. And I'm talking about Canada. So I'm talking about God raising up. I could talk for 2 hours about why we don't have prophets or the prophets we'd like to see in Canada. Some of you wouldn't like the word, but it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to talk to you about that today, but I will talk to you that God is going to raise up true prophets in this next year. And that's one of the I would say, jobs that God has called your church to do, is to raise up prophets and to have a prophetic voice, but even bigger than a prophetic voice, the prophet's voice. And you guys live in the, of course, the capital city of Canada. And so when you live in capital cities, all sorts of other stuff you're contending with. But I believe even your governmental anointing is going to increase exponentially, that you're actually going to have a voice. You're not just going to be praying for government stuff and praying for government people. You're actually going to have a voice in the government. I'm talking your church, your fellowship, your people, your leadership will have a voice in the government. And I believe that God is moving. He's already moving. We've seen it the last 6 or 8 months, especially through Sammy. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Rarely seen anything like that. And I remember one day, a couple of months ago, God said, you know, everything you've been believing for in revival, I put it all into Sammy. And I'm like, yeah, because every time I'm with him, I'm like, oh man, I just dream about some of this stuff. And but he is a signpost of the next generation. Not that what's coming, he's already coming. But the thing is, it's about to fall. And where it falls, it is going to shake. God is going to shake. Everything can be shaken. But I want to tell you that there's something about the lion of the tribe of Judah that's going to roar out of your church. And there's going to be a voice. There's going to be a sound. As important as a voice is a sound. Revival always starts with a sound. Remember that. Suddenly there was a sound like a rushing mighty wind that filled the place where they were sitting. It didn't fill them. It filled the place where they were sitting, Acts chapter 2. Then it says, then tongues of fire came on the men. And then the Holy Spirit fell. Then they started speaking in tongues, but it didn't start with speaking in tongues. It didn't even start with fire. It started with a sound. And I believe a voice is also a sound. And the word of the Lord is going to come out of Zion. The voice of the Lord is going to be heard inside. The word of the Lord will come out of Zion. And when it's the real word of the Lord, you guys, I'm telling you, it brings terror on the enemy. And that, because the enemy knows his time is short and he's got to move out. And I believe that I just want to encourage you guys. Some of the stuff, you know, you got a governmental anointing and there's governmental people there, but I'm telling you, you're going to go to not just the next level. You're going to go to the I don't know how many levels. I just did a school in the seven atmospheres of heaven. I mean, there's some levels to go through, but I believe that you guys are blessed. You know why? Because you've fought the good fight and you've broken through to a certain level. I'm also going to pray this if I could. I'm just going to pray, Lord, give these guys a building. Their own building. Lord, let the supernatural come. Let the impossible come. Let them have their own building. But Lord, I thank you that the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord is going to come out of Zion. I see that. I think it's in Ezra. It's in Ezra. I think it's in Joel as well, that the word of the Lord comes out of Zion. This God is going to move, and the Lord is going to roar out of Zion. It actually says the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, but the Lord roars out of Zion. So there's your word. God bless you. And listen, expect God to do amazing things with you guys. You guys are a blessing to Canada, to other nations. But in this season, we're going to see the word of the Lord come to pass. Amen.
Hey, what's up, Kingdom Culture family? This is Sammy Robinson. So excited to share with you a word that the Lord spoke to me for you guys for 2025. Now, as I was praying for you just a couple of days ago, leading into this word, I saw in golden letters, it was like massive, like billboard size word. And it said expectation. And as I was seeing that word, God reminded me of a scripture. And I want to read this to you. Luke chapter 3, verse 15. Luke 3:15. It says this. It says, Now, as the people were in expectation and all reason in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not. Now, the first thing that it says is the people were in expectation. They knew that something was going on. You know, there was a promise of the Messiah. And in this time, it was like God started to highlight and started to make aware that this promise of the Messiah was going to be fulfilled. There was an expectation. Now, in that moment, they thought it was John. And of course, we know the rest of the story. John directs them and says, listen, there's someone that is coming that is greater than I. And I want to say this today. I believe as we step into 2025, the word in this time is expectation. And I believe that there's many that you have this feeling, you have this knowing. And, you know, expectation is an interesting thing. And I want to break this down just a little bit, because so often expectation starts not with the completion of a word. Many times, you know, when you're expecting of something, you know, something good is going to happen, or maybe you're like, oh man, I'm, you know, maybe for some, maybe you've gone through negative expectation. We're like, oh no, something negative is going to happen. And it's interesting, because so often I find with expectation is that you don't always have the language for it. But there is a feeling, there is a desire, there's something that happens in you. And I feel this is that there's many that are in the church today at Kingdom Culture. You know that there is a greater level of expectation. God is doing something. There's something that is happening in the church. There's something happening in the ministry. And it's like you don't necessarily have the full language for it, but you know that something new is here. And it's time to position ourselves to receive. And so with this word, I felt like the Lord wanted to, you know, use me to encourage you guys. Do not allow yourself to be with low expectation. And I heard the Lord strongly say this, that the enemy has been trying for some to make us hope deferred. Because here's what the Lord told me. He said, expectation happens one of two ways. Either the expectation of a bright future, or there's the, what I want to call the expectation of something negative going to happen. And both happen through two different lenses. There's one lens of hope and faith, the other lens of fear. And I feel so strongly from the Lord that God is saying, make sure that you are not seeing through the wrong lens of your expectation. And, you know, God reminded me of another scripture, and I believe it's so powerful. It says this, it says in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And I feel like for some today, the enemy's tried to lie to you, to try to get you to see through a lens of fear or hope deferred. Well, Sammy, you're talking about expectation. Man, I feel like I've been expecting for so long, and I haven't seen the breakthrough. I haven't seen the promise fulfilled. I got a word today, is that God wants to give you a fresh hope and fresh faith, because the best is yet to come. Kingdom Culture, you are stepping into a new season of expectation. And that even though you might not know the fullness of what it looks like, there is something in you that's going, man, something's happening. And I want to encourage you, lock into that. And so often when revival happens and when breakthrough happens, it might start in a sound. It might, just like, you know, Acts chapter 2, you know, they didn't see it at first. They heard it. There was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And so often we can get tripped up by judging our season or our new season by what we see. And I heard the Lord say this, that expectation many times doesn't start with what you see. It starts by what you discern with your heart, by what you feel in your heart. Some of you today, there are things that are going on you don't have the language for, but you know here. You don't necessarily know it here, but you know here something's shifting, something's changing. And friends, I want to encourage you to lock into this, because what you set your expectation on in this season, you'll receive it. Meaning, now I'm just going to shoot straight. If you don't expect much to happen, guess what? Much probably won't happen. But to those today that are increasing their expectation, I believe that this is a year of breakthrough. Now, I want to talk to you about the three expectations the Lord spoke to me to prophesy over you. All of this is to position your heart to receive what I believe 2025 is three significant things that are going to happen for kingdom culture. Number one, the Lord specifically told me, he said, Sammy, tell the people that this is the season of the more than enough. And I said, God, what does that look like? And I saw many that were just like Peter that had cast their net on one side. And it was like, you've been faithful and diligent and you've toiled all night. And some of you, you know, the scripture that keeps coming back to mind is that we would not grow weary in doing good, for in time or due season, there would be a harvest if you do not give up. And I saw for some that have been faithfully serving, faithfully giving, faithfully speaking the word, showing up. And I want to say this today, expectation looks like showing up. And there's something about when you show up, you know, there was an expectation in the upper room. How do we know that? They showed up. They were there for a purpose. The promise of God was that there was going to be an encounter in, you know, if they would get together and they would pray, there was an expectation that caused them to show up. So friends, I want to encourage you today. Many of you, through your expectation, you showed up, served on Sunday, tithing, being a blessing, loving your community, loving your neighbors. The Lord told me, he said, this is the season of abundance where you will cast your net on the other side. And he said this to me, there was going to be so much abundance coming in that you could not keep it for yourself. And here's what the Lord said. He said, Sammy, tell them today that the definition of overflow is not what you have, but what you give away. I'm going to say that again. The definition of overflow is not what you have, it's what you can give away. And in the story of the disciples casting their net on the other side, they actually experienced an overflow blessing, meaning they had to call other partners in to help them with the catch because the catch was overflowing. And I heard the Lord say, if you have this expectation that God's about to move in the realm of finances, in the realm of abundance, the Lord spoke to me and said that this would be a year of not just getting enough, but you would have more than enough and overflow to give away. The second thing that the Lord spoke to me, and it was so powerful, and he said this, tell my people to expect greater levels of miracles that are coming in this next season. And I saw that there was going to be services where there was so much explosive miracles. And I want to encourage you that this next year to believe God. And I saw so many testimonies of cancer being healed, so many testimonies of blindness, deafness, people that needed creative miracles, that the Lord showed me. He said, have an expectation that when you show up, miracles are going to be released. Kingdom culture, this next season, I believe, is your greatest year of the miraculous. And as you're leaning in, as I'm hearing the stories of what God's already doing at Kingdom Culture, I believe that you've just scratched the surface of what God wants to do. And there's even going to be an expectation in the city. Just like in the ministry of Jesus, why did people follow Jesus? Why did great multitudes come? Expectation. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be healed. I believe there's an expectation coming to the city of Ottawa when people say, I got to come to this service because I know that when I come, Jesus's healing presence is in the room. And when I worship God, I'm going to be healed. When I hear the word, I'm going to be healed. When someone lays hands on me, I'm going to be healed. There's an expectation of miracles that God's releasing. The third thing, and I'm so excited to talk to you about this. The third thing the Lord told me was the expectation of family revival and souls getting saved. Friends, 2025, Kingdom Culture, get ready. Your New Believers program is about to explode. And here's what I saw. The Lord specifically told me, he said, get ready for so many Muslims giving their lives to the Lord in this next season. God showed me the city of Ottawa and the ethnic communities that are about to have a radical encounter with Jesus Christ. And I heard the Lord say, get ready. He said, there are those that are coming out of the Muslim communities that they are going to carry the fire of God. And I saw whole families giving their lives to Jesus. I saw whole Muslim communities getting rocked by the power of God in this time. And I want to encourage you, some of you are believing for fathers and mothers or sons and daughters or grandkids to encounter the Lord, maybe a spouse. I want to say this today. There's an expectation of 2025 for family revival. I want to say this to those that maybe you've been believing for a long time. Do not give up hope. For just like Joshua prayed, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Friends, this year of 2025 is a year of great expectation. If I could end with this, I feel like all of us, we need to put our hands up, because I think too often we've limited God and we have made God too small. And I think for some, hope deferred has created a limited expectation. I believe we're stepping into a season of greater expectations, because there is a greater breakthrough and a greater glory that God is releasing right here and right now. And so, Father, we thank you with our hands up today. God, we thank you that you are the God of more than enough. You are the God of breakthrough. You are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. You are the God of family revival. And Lord, we thank you and we prophesy today that 2025 is a year of expectation. Lord, I thank you that for those today that have been hope deferred, those today that have felt discouraged, God, I thank you that you're breaking off discouragement today and you're injecting fresh hope to believe that the best is yet to come. And Father, I thank you right now and I prophesy over kingdom culture. Kingdom culture, get ready. God is expanding your tent pegs. He's expanding the influence because you have been called for such a time as this. And so Lord, increase our expectation to believe that the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Thank you, Kingdom Culture. Sean, Michelle, love you guys. Miss you. So looking forward to what God's about to do in 2025. The best is yet to come. Amen.